Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Gumpo.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well.
Fantastic. Well, the Sabbath hours are upon us. I'm excited about that. And thank you so much for joining us today. Now, we are concluding our discussion today, growing in Christ, which is one of the fundamentals of the SDA Church. And we what does a strong relationship with God look like? And if your connection to God is so strong, how are you going to know? And at what point can we say we have fully grown? And I think that at the end of this conversation would have a response to these questions. Now, Pastor, what evidence of growth can we see in one's life?
All right, thank you. When we truly grow in Christ, there are observable changes in our lives. And there is evidence. With everything there is evidence. Faith without works is dead. We have the fruits of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22-23. As we grow in Christ, the fruits of the Spirit become evident in our lives. That's love, that's joy, that's peace, that's patience, that's kindness, that's goodness, that's faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So these are characteristics that begin to mature within us when we start growing in faith. There's also transformation of character. I mean, you can't be the same you when you have met Jesus. I've always told my friends that you can meet God and still be the same. Look at the history that is in the Bible. Anyone who met Jesus changed. So growing in Christ also involves renewing of our minds. We begin to shed the old sinful nature and adopt Christ-like character traits. And even our attitudes, even our thoughts, and even our behaviors will be more like of Jesus rather than self-centeredness and sinfulness. Then also, we have an increased love for God and others. One sign that someone is really growing and someone is grown in Christ, the way they relate with others. As we grow in our relationship with Christ, our love for God deepens. We develop a greater desire to worship Him, to obey His commandments, and seek His presence. Simultaneously, our love for others also expands. So we cannot love God and not love our own, but we love our neighbors as we also love God. So that's what I can say, evidence of growth in one's life. Yeah.
And so, connected with that, what does a strong relationship with God look like? I mean, what are the signs? I know you've mentioned some. If we say, no, this one, his relationship is quite strong with God, are we even able to tell that? Is it even possible, actually? Or should we even tell that the relationship is strong?
That's a difficult question, but first of all, I'll make this answer north and I'll say the North Pole and the South Pole answer. Now, it's not our place to check who is spiritual and who is not.
Right.
Instead, it's our place to check ourselves if we are right with God. But on a lighter note, we don't live for people, but we live with people. So in our journey, definitely people should testify that we have met Jesus.
Yeah,
I'll give you a good example. Look at Moses. Moses went on the top of the mount, and the Bible says when he came back, he looked like he was glowing. Why? Because it shows that he had attained some percentage of God's glory, which means the moment I decide to be a Christian or the moment I claim to be a Christian, there should be a change of life that is even evident to the people, because you cannot live anyhow, eat anyhow, speak anyhow, do anything anyhow, and still claim to be a child of God. So remember in Isaiah, the Bible says, you are my witnesses, which means we are God's witnesses. When the world sees us, it should see our God in us. So there are signs. you improve, as I've said, you improve in character, you improve in conduct, you improve in the way you do things. People should see that for sure. This person has seen Jesus. Another example, when Jesus was in the courts, his disciples, one of them, Peter, they say, you even walk like him, even talk like him, but he still denied verbally. Mm-hmm. So people, when they see me, they should see me and look and say, surely he looks like the God he worshiped.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, is there a point where we can say, you know, well, this one has now grown and they've reached the climax of their growth? You know, when a child grows, we spoke about this when you started. I think it was on Monday. You can see they start by being able to look all directions, and then they're able to control their neck. They're able to sit. They're able to stand. They're able to swallow. They're able to eat by themselves. And very soon they run, and very soon they are in grade one. Very soon they are on the last grade, the 12th grade, mm-hmm. and very soon they are in university. And at 18, we know that biologically you stop physically growing in terms of getting larger and larger and larger. Now, can we say that about growing in Christ? Do we ever stop growing, like we as human beings will stop growing at around 18, 19 physically?
All right. Okay. What I can say is the process of growing in Christ is lifelong.
I see.
It is not a one-time event, but a continuous journey of transformation.
Mm.
It is continuous, and there is no one at any point who can say, I have arrived. No, we cannot say, as believers, we never reach a point where we can say we have arrived. Rather, we press on towards the goal of becoming more like Christ himself. Philippians 3 verse 14 tells us, we press on. We are pressing on. We are on a walk of becoming like Christ. We can never arrive until Jesus comes. So we can say that. We cannot say that at all. We are still growing. We are growing. We are on or in the race.
We are definitely all in the race. And of course, we are in the race to make sure that we get to a home in heaven on time. Now, Pastor, your closing remarks, your parting shots, we started on Monday, on Wednesday when we started, and we talked about growing Christ. We did the introduction. We delved into the subjects. What are some of the highlights that you want to, leave in the minds of the listeners?
Okay, in closing, growing Christ is not an isolated event, but a continuous process of transformation. So as we grow, the evidence of our growth becomes visible through the fruits of the Spirit. We need to grow. We need to try by all means to look like Jesus. At the end of the day, those who are going to make it to heaven, it is those that lived the life of Jesus. So it is my humble prayer that we may grow and become like our Master. Let us strive to follow the example set by Jesus by being by being humble, embracing humility, servanthood, love, and compassion. May the Holy Spirit empower us to grow in Christ, reflecting his character to the world. Remember, our growth in Christ is not in vain, but has eternal significance.
Mm.
Let us press on, seeking to become more like Jesus each day.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the time that you have given us. We truly, truly appreciate. Never to take it for granted, because we know that you spend time making sure that you bring to God's people this message as heaven intended it to be. Thank you so much for your time once again, and happy Sabbath.
Thank you. Happy Sabbath.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.